It's the Truepenny Show with your host, James Truepenny.
Hello, welcome to the Truepenny Show. My name is James Truepenny. This is my show. And today we're at New Japan Cup Final. And we're discussing the semi-finals, and we're previewing the big show from MSG. Now we have a very special guest, a first-timer on the show, Ashley, from Steel Chair Magazine. How am I to announce you, Mom?
You can announce me Ashley Rose, you can announce me Ashley Rose Nova from Steel Chair. It's whichever, I go by both.
Ashley Rose Nova from Steel Chair Magazine, via Vulture Hound, as we say, when we're tweeting stuff out, because I work for Steel Chair Magazine as well, and Vulture Hound. So, Ashley, how long have you been into wrestling, and how long have you been writing about wrestling, and what's your wrestling journalism career about?
Oh, well, I've actually been into wrestling my whole life, since I was a child, a wee child. Very popular, you know, with my family, you know, always seen it, all different types, Lucha Libre, Japanese strong style, British strong style, Canadian, whatever. I mean, we watched it all. As far as my journalism career, it didn't actually start until after I decided to leave my comic book career originally. So,
well,
I originally got my start at My Fantasy Sports Talk. I did a lot of reviews. And then when I moved to Bodyslam.net, I started doing actual wrestling editorials, interviews, and of course, you know, some news. And then now, you know, here we are.
Yes, you are. It's, you do a lot of the new stuff on Steel Chair, don't you, as well? And you do feature writing too, but that's kind of where you're at.
Yeah, that's where we're at right now. So we'll see what the future holds.
Indeed. Right then, let us move on to the New Japan Cup. Now, we have covered every match, well, all right, every tournament match so far. We will start with, though, the semi-finals. Kazuchika Okada and Tomohiro Ishii, in what would be described by Mr. Ross as a slobber knocker, went 21 minutes and 10 seconds, 9.47 from the cage match users. This match was an emotional roller coaster ride, which is something I use very far too often. I should, you know, get the repeating police beyond me, but it was just insane, this match. Ishii and Okada always try. You've watched their matches in the G1 Climax, they are insane together, and this was chaos versus chaos for the biggest prize in the industry so far this year, and it meant Okada had the toughest path he could have to the final of the New Japan Cup. What did you think of this one, Ashley?
Well, you know, I always go Okada, only because, you know, from anything he does, I mean, it's clear he will succeed and he will get what he wants, you know, and he wants that opportunity again. He wants to be on top of the New Japan world. Yeah. So I honestly think, you know, it was a good match, you know, but maybe I'm a little biased because I really enjoy a lot of Okada matches.
He is our golden boy. Well, he's my golden boy. I'm the only chaos guy through and through out of our crew, so it's nice to have another chaos person on board with me. I appreciate that. But Okada is, yeah, I love Okada, and it is just like telling that story of getting him back to the main event. What does he have to do to get there? I'm not convinced he's going to walk out of Madison Square Garden with the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, kind of spoiling the end a little bit there, but I certainly enjoy the journey of him getting there. And that's what's been the story of this tournament. And it was kind of, it took a couple of weeks for the story to settle down. The semi-final was, you know, there was some obvious things going on in the semi-final, but it was really, really good. I really did enjoy this, and it was a thoroughly enthralling matchup.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it was, you know, semi-finals, they're always, you know, for me personally, I always get fully invested at that time because I feel completely emotionally invested in the story at that time because I really feel that's when it takes off.
Yeah, I mean, we've been at this for 3 weeks now. You know, me and Marcus and Alex have kind of like gone through all these matches, and you know, we're there. I've watched every tournament match. I don't normally watch like the New Japan Cup like until the end, and I watch it all in one go. But I've been watching every day. You know, every day there's been wrestling. I've had a chance to watch it. I think the bigger tournament has probably worked better that way. It's given it more depth because normally you can get it rattled off in a weekend, but you've actually had to stay there with this one. You've actually had to put some time in.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, then. The other semi-final was hometown boy Sanada. He defeated Hiroshi Tanahashi in 24 minutes and 11 seconds. This was another barnstormer. I don't necessarily think it was as good as the other semi-final just because I like Okada and Ishii. They're my kind of wrestlers. But Tanahashi and Sanada, this was a proper kind of mid-80s Tatsumi Fujinami, Keiji Muto kind of matchup, and they were the respective mentors for these two wrestlers. So they match up very closely in style. Tanahashi's kind of an elderly version of Sanada. I hate to say elderly, he's 40. But, you know, in a...
those are facts.
As Kenny Omega said, held together with sticky tape and hairspray kind of way. He's exactly. Knocking on, you know.
Yeah.
But Sanada, I love Sanada. I love watching Sanada wrestle. It is smooth as silk. He is amazing. He is the younger version of Tanahashi, and he's kind of had a more roundabout way of getting to the same place that Tanahashi's at, like 10 years ago, because Sanada wasn't a New Japan guy. He was an All Japan guy, and he went off and did various things. But Tanahashi has been the company man, except for 2 months when he was an All Japan guy, when his contract ran out and everyone forgot to re-sign him. you know, apart from that, he's been a New Japan guy since the very, very beginning. So, yeah, Sanada versus Tanahashi was always going to be good, but I think they over-delivered here, as well as the fact that Tanahashi had to be a heel for a change because it was Sanada's hometown. What did you think of this one, Ashley?
Well, you know, I'm actually a big Tanahashi fan, so over Sanada, but that's, you know, me, only because, you know, I've loved him for so many years. And to me, you know, it was odd to see him be portrayed as a heel versus, you know, originally, you know, what he usually stands for. You know, he is the ace. You know, he has always, you know, originally been the guy to go to. But, you know, I'm going to go Sanada as well, you know. it just wasn't, you know, it was a good match. I will not, you know, discredit that. It was a good match, but, you know, this one time I'm going to go Sanada over Tanahashi as well, so...
To obviously, we have to, as you're a new guest on the show, we have to ask the question, what are your thoughts on Sanada's beard?
I have no comment on that.
you will, as you guess more on this show, you will understand that hair is vitally important to the philosophy of our wrestling thoughtscape.
Okay, so I don't know about that beard, man.
You don't know about the beard.
You know,
the clean shaven impact
babyface. Yeah, I prefer the clean shaven. Let's just say that.
Yes, because the beard is something to behold. I believe we've coined it the full Amish that it's going at the moment. So, I would like to point out our colleagues, our other podcast, Mike Freeland's Wrestling Rewind. Mike Freeland and Darrow O'Connor were saying, "Are frosted tips still a thing?" And it's like, Sanada? But yes, they are a thing. And of course, Hiroshi Tenzan. But Sanada, he's got frosted tips at both ends. He's got frosted tips coming out of everywhere.
Yeah, no, I prefer the clean shaven.
You prefer the clean shaven. I can understand that.
His beard, isn't it like two? Isn't it like a different hair? Isn't it a different, completely different color too? It's just
no. It's like his whole face is a circular frosted tip.
Frosted tip. Yes. Okay, gotcha. Yes.
So I don't know. I mean, generally speaking, we're fairly negative towards a beard here.
Just a little.
Doesn't slow him down. That's a key thing. So
no, it doesn't. Not in any way.
Anywho, that was your semi-finals, which set you up for your final night with Sanada, the hometown boy, going through up against Kazuchika Okada. But we had plenty of fun to go with before then. Mananubi Nakanishi, or Lumpy, as I prefer to call him, and Yuji Nagata defeated Yota Tsuji and Yoa Uemura in 6 minutes and 31 seconds. Nakanishi, like I said, man of the tournament at the beginning of the tournament because he managed to pull out a fantastic match against Yoshihashi and was the man of the match by a long way. And be honest with you, it's the best Nakanishi match I've seen since 2002.
The whole 6 minutes?
The one against the one against Yoshihashi at the beginning of the tour. But as Excalibur and Kenny, as Excalibur and Kevin King, Kevin Kelly explained on the commentary, Nakanishi's feeling it towards the end of the tour. It's a hard work to move that amount of weight around, to be honest. 6:31. It was fun for what it was, but Tsuji and Uemura were on hide into nothing, and they got beat. It was all right. Did you see this one?
No, not for the 6 minutes. I actually stepped out for a little bit.
These things happen, you know. then
I just kind of came back. What's going on? All right.
Well, the next match, Tenkoji Hiroshi Tenzan of the Frosted Tips with Satoshi Kojima, leader of Bread Club, tagged with Shota Umino and lost to Colt Cabana and Toa Henare. Another handicap tag match. 8:22. There was a lot of them on this tour. Can't understand it myself. Anyway, yes, Tenzan and Kojima are actually looking really good at the minute in Tenkoji. It's like years have come off them. They're wrestling like they used to. They actually look like a tag team. It was really cool to watch them like really do double team stuffs. And Shota Umino has been the man of this particular tour for me. He's 22 and he's that good. And he's amazing. And he's going to do amazing, amazing things with his wrestling career. And it's a pleasure to watch him grow before your very eyes with every match you see. Have you any thoughts on this particular matchup?
No, I agree with you.
Okay.
I absolutely agree with you. And as far as you are right, there are a lot of this year, for some reason, there are a lot of handicap matches.
Yes.
I noticed that as well, and I was just like, all right, this is what we're doing. Okay. Let's go, New Japan.
Okay, the next matchup, Suzuki Gun, Davey Boy Smith Jr., Lance Archer, and Minoru Suzuki defeated Great Bash heel Togi Makabe, Tomekama, and Toru Yano. They're not quite getting... Basically, it's Great Bash Heel, the middle years version of Great Bash Heel. Post Hiroshi Tenzan, but prior, before they broke up and became Chaos. David Boy Smith, Lance Archer, and Minoru Suzuki are pissed, as usual. And it's kind of showed, really. It was just lumpy and fun. Bit old guys beating each other up. Guys from their middle 30s onwards having fun. And Yano's Yano, and it was pretty cool. Yano and Davey Boy Smith Jr. having some chemistry. There was some unpleasantness at the beginning of the tour. Davey Boy's not happy about being lumped with Yano and having to lose to him, and has been very vocal about that on Twitter. But they had a good match here. It was all right.
Yeah, it was a good match.
Yeah, it was. Does what it says on the tin. Gets him home, doesn't it? What was really, really good, though, was Kota Ibushi, Ren Narita, Raisuke Taguchi, and Tomohiro Ishii in an 8-man tag match against Los Ignorables de Japón. They lost to Bushi Evo, Shingo Takagi, and Tetsuya Naito. This was really good. Like, really, really good. It was so many levels of much fun. I mean, Raisuke Taguchi trying to get, like, the double fist bumps, low double fist bumps out of everybody, and he turned to Ishii, and he just kind of stared at him. It's just like Ishii was having none of it. And so it's like Ishii's the one member of Chaos in the team, and it looks like he isn't really joining in and having fun like Ibushi, Narita, and Taguchi are, but he's not. He's watching what Los Ignorables are doing, so that when he comes in, it's clobbering time. And it was fun to watch Tomohiro Ishii go at it with Shingo Takagi. That was something special. This had so many cool little matchups, and I don't really kind of gush against 8-man tags, but this was just really, really good. 11:38 did exactly what it needed to do. Got me interested in these 8 people again.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you actually put those 8 people together in that dynamic, you know, the outcome, the options are pretty much endless. You know, you cannot actually, it's very hard to determine exactly which way it's going to go. But it, you know, I thought it was, you know, very well done for 11 minutes.
Yeah.
And how many seconds? I'm not sure exactly.
11:38. 11:38?
Yeah. I'm going to say 12. Because it did enough for me.
It added another 20 seconds for you.
Yeah.
Fair enough then. Yeah, no, it was just really, really good. And kind of sets up Kota Ibushi and Tetsuya Naito, because obviously Ibushi has a pinfall over Naito. So that IC title match coming up at MSG. Right then, next was a straight tag team match. Tai Chi and Zack Sabre Jr. with Takemichi Noko, because it was Zack Sabre time, defeated Hiroshi Tanahashi and Will Ospreay in 10 minutes and 22 seconds. That's my Takemichi Noko impression. I'll never do that again. Promise. Hiroshi Tanahashi and Will Ospreay in 10 minutes and 22 seconds. This was kind of cool, actually. I really enjoyed this, and that's unusual for a match. The words Tai Chi in a wrestling match and me enjoying it are very few and far between, but Tai Chi's growing on me slightly. I now care at least 3%. But I'll watch Zack Sabre Jr. wrestle a telephone pole for hours and be very happy. So this was pretty cool. And had Tanahashi and Zack Sabre, they have a long ongoing story. I'd be interested to see if they push Tanahashi against Zack Sabre Jr. for the Rev Pro British Heavyweight Championship, because that would be really interesting. Will Ospreay is kind of more interested in Jeff Cobb, because he owes Tai Chi a title shot because he never got one. But Ospreay is more interested in Jeff Cobb at the minute, because there's a title for title match at MSG. What are your thoughts on this convoluted and many layered tag team match, Ashley?
I mean, I'm to be honest with you, I'm not a huge Zack Sabre Jr. fan, but this match, it was. I will say, you know, he brought it. He did bring it. He brought it all. So I was actually very pleased with Zack Sabre Jr.'s performance. Will Ospreay, I'm usually on the fence with him, only because I'm not super into aerial, you know, dynamics or anything like that when it comes to him. So I feel like sometimes he overdoes it, but you know, it was a good match, and I honestly, out of that whole match, I really enjoyed Zack Sabre Jr. to tell you the truth. So I agree with you on that as well.
What's the deal with Zack Sabre Jr.? Why don't you like him? If you don't mind me asking, I mean, he is our prime minister.
No, it's not that I don't like him personally. It's just that I'm not really huge into a lot of his submissions.
That's all he does.
That's like a lot of his submissions I'm not a huge fan of, but he started growing on me recently this year. For some reason this year, you know, I'm really enjoying him more.
I think he's grown an awful lot, and I think he's kind of slotted into New Japan better, especially as a heavyweight. It took a while for people to kind of go all to the point that he's bigger, smaller, and kind of like they got over that character of him being just a smaller dude and doesn't need the weight to make the show work. So
yeah, exactly. And I think he's, you know, for some reason this year, I'm starting to enjoy him. I really am. I don't know what it is. I mean, maybe it's just 2019.
Indeed. But yeah,
I mean, I'm liking it. You know, I'm digging him now.
Cool. Right then, move on to the next match, which is a 6-man tag match. Bad Luck Fale, Hikuleo, and Jay White, the IWGP Heavyweight Champion, defeated Chaos, Hiroki Goto, Mad Mikey Nicholls, and Yoshihashi, 9 minutes and 46 seconds. Mad Mikey Nicholls, on his first New Japan tour, has impressed. He was saying on the wrestling podcast this week that he'd forgotten how to lay out a match because he'd been in NXT too long. So, which will tell you how much stuff they get prescribed in NXT. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. He kind of like wrapped up the story for all of them and continues this story of Jay White pulling out victories from the middle of nowhere. Hiroki Goto looking like he had the match wrapped up. He got Yoshigarashi. He was going to set up for the GTR. And all of a sudden, Switchblade pulls out his finisher and the match is all over. Over and done with. Kind of getting over the fact that Jay White can win any match anytime he wants to, which is kind of what you want from your IWGP Heavyweight Champion. Your thoughts, Ashley?
Chaos. I was originally, you know, a Bullet Club girl. I really was. And then I've migrated over to Chaos. Only because, you know, I prefer Chaos now.
You're going in the right direction, clearly.
I'm making the right decision. I'm moving. I'm moving on.
Yes.
Going on to brighter horizons. As far as, you know, Jay White being, you know, the IWGP champion, I feel like, you know, it was a little sudden, but I wasn't expecting Chaos to actually win this, only because Jay White was put into that equation. Because how would it look if, you know, Bullet Club loses with Jay White, who is your current IWGP champion?
Yeah, I mean, it's Jay's going to be on like a golden boy ride for a while, obviously.
Yeah.
It's whether it lasts past MSG and whether they keep him strong for how long they're going to keep him strong for. I think he's going to have the Okada run myself. Not the full length Okada run, but certainly a good year. He may lose it King of Pro Wrestling, maybe lose it even at Wrestle Kingdom, but I think they've got to establish him as this main event heel who can beat anybody anytime he wants to.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's, you know, nothing against, you know, Jay White. I enjoy Jay White. I just feel like a lot of it's really sudden, and I'm looking forward to the day Chaos takes that IWGP championship back right now. I'm looking forward to it, but yeah, I wasn't expecting Chaos to actually win that, to tell you the truth, which, you know, to me is slightly disappointing, but it's okay.
God damn it, we will have that title back eventually.
We're gonna be back on top. This Indeed. Is just, you know, it's all this temporary. Is us just resting.
Yes. You know, Rainmaker needs a rest every once in a while. And he's just blown through a tournament and beat the biggest names in the industry, so he'll be fine. Everything is okay. Right. Moving on. IWGP United States Heavyweight Championship match. Juice Robinson successfully defeats Chase Owens in 22 minutes and 12 seconds. We have been gunning for this match for so long. We love Chase Owens. Chase Owens is our friend.
I know. I'm just a Juice Robinson fan, though, so I was actually very happy.
We're just happy to see Chase have a singles match on a major card, and it was a championship slot, and it's just awesome that Chase got this far, because Chase, he's just ace. We love Chase to bits at this show, just because he tries so hard. He's the best tag team wrestler in the world, like as an individual tag team wrestler. I ain't seen anyone as good as him since Arn Anderson. I love the guy. He's absolutely amazing. And the fact that he's actually got this far over, like, signing a nightly deal 4 years ago, and all of a sudden he's a New Japan main eventer now. That's how cool this story is. I'm sorry to gush lyrical about that, but Chase is awesome.
No. Chase is a good guy. You know, yeah. I'm happy that he's finally getting a singles run. But as far as the match, you know, I picked Juice Robinson over Chase Owens, but I am happy for Chase to actually finally make that singles debut.
Yeah. I mean, I think, to be fair to him, I enjoyed this match with Juice better than the one I enjoyed with Cody at Wrestle Kingdom. I thought this was a better match. And it was just...
It was
Memphis. That's all it was. Someone was complaining this week. Well, the guy who does Memphis wrestling history on Twitter was complaining that, like, you know, old school wrestling's dead. Watch this!
it was good. And I think, as far as that match, I think those two had better chemistry, which is why it made a better match. But, you know, I'm happy for Chase, but I knew Juice was going to win. I knew off the back. Like, I just felt it.
Yeah. I mean, Chase isn't ready for a singles title yet. That might take a bit more persuasion. But, you know, Juice is doing well. He's doing all right. I love Juice Robinson as well. But it's kind of like Chase is essentially the replacement for Cody Rhodes in Bullet Club. He's the number two to the main guy. So they've got to give him some serious things to do. And this was it. And there was, you know, there was proper Memphis heat. There was salt in the eyes and interference. And it was like, clearly Gato and Jado were having the time of their lives thinking up stuff they could do in this match because it's Chase Owens and it's all Memphis heel work. It's like 1972 all over again, and it was awesome.
Yeah, awesome. It's, you know, great to, you know, feel that excitement in a match again.
Yeah, and, you know, you don't get this in New Japan, and I'm glad. I wouldn't want it on every match, obviously.
Yeah, because obviously.
It goes against the New Japan aesthetic, but actually this match was awesome. But that leaves us to the final, the New Japan Cup 2019. Kazuchika Okada defeats Sanada in 33 minutes and 7 seconds. Cage match users give it 8.6. This was outstanding. This could be the match of the year. Sanada was on another level. Again, hometown boy, he was really, really trying, and he understood that this was his biggest opportunity. Kazuchika Okada is on his way back to the top. That was the story they were trying to tell. But the amount of references they pulled back to from their matches in the past, the reversals, the back and forth, the drama in this match was outstanding. I love both these guys. I really, really do. But the story for Okada is getting back to Jay White, and this was the perfect round off to that story. We couldn't really see Tanahashi Okada again. We couldn't really see Ishii taking out Okada because he's not ready for an individual run yet. They don't want to tell that story. The story has to be the Rainmaker getting back to the championship, and this was a dominant way to get there. What do you think of this final, Ashley?
Well, you know, just like you, you know, I struggled with, you know, who I wanted. But I'm going to go Okada because I believe he's going to get that. He's going to get back to Jay White. He is. And I mean, it was a good match. It was very outstanding. But I struggled as well as far as who I wanted to win. But as soon as, you know, we got towards the very end, about the last 6 minutes, I was like, at this point, it does not matter. The important thing is that, you know, whoever wins is going to get to Jay White. But I will lean more towards Okada, so I was really happy with the victory.
Yeah.
And I think overall, you know, with New Japan and the story that they're telling with Okada, it's probably one of the best ones to see him actually work his way back up there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the New Japan Cup works well for that because it's a short format story they can use, and if it doesn't work this time, they can always go back to the G1, can't they?
Yeah, exactly. Still so, early in the year.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot happened in the last 2-3 months. But yes, there is. I mean, yeah, it kind of looked good as well in this particular event, and it was nice to see him take the championship. What are your thoughts on Kevin Kelly and Excalibur as commentators? Did you hear much of them?
I actually, most of the time I watch the Japanese commentary. I was actually very excited when Excalibur was announced.
Yes.
So, and I've heard, you know, I heard him do commentary a few times, but as far as for this particular, you know, semifinal, I ended up just watching the Japanese broadcast with the Japanese commentators.
A bit of Milano Collection 18 never does anybody any harm, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, Excalibur was really, really good. Long-time listeners of the show know I don't like Don Callis' commentary, so it was like, oh, it's not Callis, I can listen to it. Because normally I watch the Japanese commentary if Callis is involved. So, but Colt Cabana has been really, really good as well. I did enjoy his work. It was nice to see him. He was wrestling this day, so obviously he wasn't commentating. But yeah, it was just overall the tournament was really, really good. It kind of established Okada again. It told some new stories. It kind of sets up this MSG show because, boy, have we got some money matches on this show. Shall we start? Shall we preview MSG show now, Ashley? Is that okay?
Yeah, let's go for it. Let's just jump into it.
We start with the Honor Rumble match. We've got Rambo back. It missed out Wrestle Kingdom, so God knows who will be on this. According to Cage Match, nothing's been announced yet, so could be a surprise. Jeff Cobb, title for title. Oh, well, it says here, yeah, no, it was title for title. Ring of Honor World Television Champion Jeff Cobb defends against NEVER Openweight Championship Will Ospreay. Will Ospreay has a pinfall over Jeff Cobb. From the New Japan Cup Tour. In fact, it may well have been back to the Honor Rising Tour. So this is him claiming his title shot. This could be really interesting because it's two guys who are very different in styles, but I think they could work together well. Are you looking forward to this one?
I'm honestly looking forward to this one, not as much, but I'm going to go Ospreay as far as, you know, who's going to win. That's just me.
I think
that's how I visually see it.
I would say so as well. I'm pretty much picking Ospreay over Cobb because, well, I mean, Ospreay's been World Television Champion before, but he only had it for 5 minutes, then dropped it to Marty Scurll because, you know, death taxes, Scurll beats Ospreay. So, yeah, I think that you're probably right with that. Right then, next matchup, singles match, Dalton Castle versus Roosh.
That one I'm actually looking forward to.
That should be really, really good, actually.
God, that's a tough one, man. I'm going Dalton Castle.
I'm going to go with Roosh because the full LIJ will be in force, won't they? They're all there.
Oh, yeah, that's so right. That is right. That changes the dynamic.
I've got a feeling the boys might be busy that evening.
I don't think the boys are going to be, you know, I don't even think they would help. To be honest with you. That's a good dynamic. That's a good point.
There's going to be a lot of nice-looking young men around ringside. Let's put it that way.
with feather fans.
Okay. Oh, the Ring of Honor, Women of Honor World Title Match. Mayu Iwatani versus Kelly Klein. If Iwatani doesn't win this, there should be a riot.
Yeah, I don't think Kelly Klein's going to win.
I like Kelly Klein. She's all right. But Iwatani's the best wrestler on this card apart from Okada. So she should win. And I bet it'll be like 4 minutes. And it'll be not as good as it should be because it should be 20 and it should be the second from the end one.
But, yeah, it'll be the shortest match on the card, but yes. I don't think Kelly Klein's gonna win.
No, because Mayu Iwatani is absolutely awesome, and she should win everything. I would rather have Mayu Iwatani versus Kazuchika Okada than anything else on this card. New York City street fight: somebody versus Bully Ray.
I don't care.
No one does. Really.
Next card.
Yes, IWG.
Next card.
Next card. New York City street fight. Bully Ray versus the cold, hard thrill of reality. IWGP Junior Heavyweight Title Champion. Triple threat match. Taiji Ishimori versus Bandido versus Dragon Ooh. Lee. Oh, God.
Man.
Someone's going to end up in hospital. I know that much.
Oh, that's tough.
I'm saying Taiji. I reckon Taiji's in for a long one. I think he needs some establishment. I'm beating the only thing I can think of is this. Dragon Lee wins, he's celebrating, and then Hiromu comes down to ringside.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at each other longingly and hug, and then there's a match after that. But I don't think Hiromu's ready yet. So I'm saying Taiji to this win this one.
Ooh, yeah, I'm actually looking forward to that match too. But I don't know if it's going to be Taiji or if it's going to be Dragon Lee or... I'm going to go Taiji too.
I think they're trying to establish him as a kind of like you know, as good as there's ever been in that particular championship slot, and Taiji be the man for that. I'm trying to give him as much time as they can, really.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bone Soldier.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with him.
IWGP Tag Team Title versus Ring of Honor Tag Team Title, 4-way winner takes all, because we can't have enough rules in this matchup. Gorillas of Destiny, Tama Tonga and Tangaloa versus Los Ignorables de Japón, Evil and Sonata. The Briscoes, Jay and Mark, versus Villain Enterprises, Brody King and PCO.
Yeah, Villain Enterprises, I don't think they're going to win. I'm going to stick with Bullet Club on this one.
Yes, I'm with you as well. I think Tama Tonga and Tangaloa taking the whole thing. Briscoes, Jay and Mark taking the whole Sonata... Sorry, whole enchilada. A slip of the tongue there.
Shinada, enchilada.
Enchilada. Taking the whole enchilada does make sense because it's the biggest show Ring of Honor have ever run, and they are the guys. This show we're not particularly keen on their political attitudes. However, they can wrestle quite well.
Yeah, it's going to be those two.
Yes.
Probably at the end. But I'm going to go Bullet Club on that one.
Yeah, I got a feeling it's G.O.D. or the Briscoes, because that would be... I think, to be honest, that's what it should have been. There's a lot, this particular WrestleMania weekend, there's been far too many let's throw people at things and see if it works instead of doing it properly. Anyway. Rev Pro, the undisputed British Heavyweight Championship. Champion Zack Sabre Jr. will defend against Hiroshi Tanahashi. You reckon?
Oh, man.
I think it would be nice because it depends on what, because you've got four championship matches of the three companies involved. Tanahashi defending it at the York Hall when they get back would be a sight to see. He's very popular in London. Zack versus Tanahashi is a match to come back to. I think that's one championship you could change. Have you thought about it? Yes. I can see Tanahashi walking into the York Hall and being adored, but even more adoring if Zack Sabre takes the title off him in the York Hall. So I would say yes, you are right, Hiroshi Tanahashi for that win. IWGP Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship match, Tetsuya Naito to defend against Kota Ibushi.
I'm going Ibushi.
I'm going with Naito, just because I think they're trying to get him to the title shot by the time they get to Wrestle Kingdom. No, sorry, by the time they get to Pro Wrestling Dontaku or whatever the big Dominion. There you go. I think it's going to be Dominion. I think it's going to be NATO versus whoever's champ at Dominion. So I think he needs that title. That's the story they're telling with him. So I'm sticking with NATO, but I've got a feeling. You know that big rampway at MSG? They come out the entrance ramp. The reason why they don't have Raw there anymore, because it's head on to the camera instead of to the side. I reckon Ibushi's going to try something stupid like a moonsault off there.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's my prediction. Tetsuya Naito and Kota Ibushi do something silly.
Yeah, but lately with everything going on, it wouldn't surprise me. So I'm going to stick with Ibushi, but you're probably right, but I'm personally going to stick with Ibushi.
Ibushi doing something silly and winning the title.
Yeah.
That's a very.
But even though I may not be right, you're probably right.
Ring of Honor World Championship Triple Threat Ladder Match. Because again, we can't not overbook anything. Jay Lethal versus Marty Scurll versus Matt Taven. I'm going with Marty Scurll for this one. I think. Yes, I think. It's either going to be Scurll or Taven. I can't see Jay taking the title. I mean, it would be good for him as the ace of the company to then take on the individuals later down the line, but I kind of think Marty Scurll might be the man to do it because they put a lot of time into him with Villain Enterprises. What are your thoughts, Ashley?
I'm going to go with Marty as well.
Any particular reasoning for that, or just...
I just prefer him over the other two.
This is like no deep wrestling journalist analysis. It's just I like that.
No,
dude,
not in this case. Just preference.
Okay, and the main event for MSG, Jay White will defend the IWGP Heavyweight Champion against the former champion, the Rainmaker, Kazuchika Okada. I think we both know what's going to happen here in our heart of hearts.
I can't wait. That's the match right there. That is the one to look forward to.
Well, this is it. This is the whole reason.
This is what I've been waiting for.
This is wrestling. This is the whole up and down. This is everything that pro wrestling can be. Madison Square Garden, Kazuchika Okada making his MSG debut. Jay White making his MSG debut in the main event of the biggest non-WWE card at that arena since the 1920s. This is pro wrestling. This is where we're at in 2019. It doesn't get any bigger than this, folks. New Japan Pro Wrestling are breaking down the walls. They've gone to the garden. They have gone to the WWE's backyard and said, hello, we're your new neighbors. This could be something very special. I am looking forward to this card entirely for that reason. We do WrestleMania weekend. Obviously, we tend to ignore what goes on with the WWE from time to time. But as you know, that regular listeners know, we've been big fans of the Women's Revolution. We've been big fans of Becky. So we're kind of interested in the main event. Not much else on that particular card. However, the stuff around WrestleMania this weekend, the stuff that's going on in WrestleMania weekend that's outside of the WWE this year is intense. The Bloodsport show with Josh Barnett. Minoru Suzuki versus Josh Barnett. That's going to be incredible. I want to see that. Any other things that stick out to you from WrestleMania weekend, Ashley, that isn't WWE related?
I mean, we've got a lot of stuff going on. We got Ring of Honor. We got New Japan. That's actually just what I'm looking forward to, is just mainly this. No, I think you covered it all. As far as WWE related, the only thing, the only matches that I'm looking forward to is the Cruiserweight title with Buddy Murphy.
Yeah.
And Becky Lynch. That's really it.
Yeah.
I care less about the rest of WrestleMania, but I'll be live tweeting that day for Steel Chair, so.
Excellent. I hope you enjoy that particular show. So it is WrestleMania weekend. Next weekend. There is plenty of stuff going on with that particular show. We will be back next week. We probably won't have had a chance to watch it by then because it's on the Saturday. Maybe it will have done. If I stay up late enough, I can probably watch it. I will try. And we'll talk about, see who's going to cover next week's show. In the meantime, Ashley, I hope you've enjoyed joining the True Penny Show family for this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Had a great time. I don't care what anyone says, I'm going to Okada final match. Because that betrayal was harsh.
Oh, yes,
it is. That betrayal was bad.
We did...
What Jay did.
We didn't actually announce him as his proper name, which is Traitor Jay White. I forgot about that. Yes.
Oh, that's what he is.
Yes, he is. Oof. New Zealanders can't trust him. Completely untrue, of course. They're like Canada. But, you know... It's like a southern version of Canada. So I don't know what went wrong with Jay White. Clearly, the national consciousness of niceness didn't go well with him.
But I think he's in a better position with Bullet Club, clearly. Maybe he just didn't want to ride Okada's coattails anymore,
but yes.
Still, that betrayal,
Traitor
Jay
White. Indeed, yes. But thank you for listening to the Troopany Show for this week. You can follow me at Sheriff Lone Star. You can follow the show at Troopany Show. You can find us on Facebook, The Troopany Show, and follow us on Patreon, The Troopany Show. Ashley, where can we find you on your social medias there?
I'm usually on Twitter, so you can follow me at Ash Rose Nova. If you want to follow me on Instagram, I just started joining Instagram again. Getting used to the Instagram world, same name, Ash Rose Nova, A-S-H, and then R-O-S-E-N-O-V-A.
Okay, and you can find us both at Steel Chair Magazine. We both put stories up there. I'm an editor there now, too. I'm features editor. They put me in charge.
I know, I was excited when I heard about that. I was very excited.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. But yes, you can find us both at Steel Chair Magazine and Vulture Hound. If you go look at the website, you can find us there. Next week is WrestleMania. Next week is New Japan and Ring of Honor at the Garden with RevPro along for the ride. We love pro wrestling. We love the fact that pro wrestling has got to this point where New Japan can celebrate a big show and go to Madison Square Garden. Think about that. Think about how unreal this whole idea is. The G1 starts in Dallas. Think about that. This is pro wrestling. We love it. And it's the big celebration. It's our wrestling Christmas this week. Enjoy yourselves. Get some fight app sorted out so you can watch some shows from New York City. Go do some subscriptions. Go find some new pro wrestling. There's all sorts of things going on. Stardom's there. Ice Ribbon's there, I believe. DDT were trying to be there, but they got their visas screwed up. All sorts of things going on at WrestleMania weekend this weekend.
Yeah. Shame for DDT.
It really is. Find some cool wrestling. Take care. And we'll see you next week. Bye.